In your last dungeon, you found a beautiful enchanted weapon that spoke to you with the voice of a young maiden. You rescued her and wielded her as your own. She asked you to call her Virgo and swore she was alive like you once. When her adventuring party was defeated, she was cursed and turned into a halberd that steals the life of the enemies you cut down. The two of you have spent the last 3 months together. Her powerful enchantments have been invaluable as you battle your way through dungeons to claim fame and fortune. But you search for an end to Virgo's curse as well, and that search has brought you to a witch at the edge of Outer Lands. You walk towards the home of the witch after a long journey and knock at the door. Come inside, come inside. My goodness, I haven't had a visitor in... Oh, wow. You cut an impressive figure, adventurer. Especially when you tower over my modest wooden furniture and candlesticks like that. Watch the cauldron on your way in, please. Come closer. I want to have a good look at you. Now, what fated wind has brought you to me? Have a seat at the table here. I get the feeling you have an interesting story to tell. Your weapon... Ah, it's enchanted. I see. It won't be able to talk here, no. There are wards I keep on my house that disable magic items like her. You probably heard the spell when you stepped over the threshold. Just a sensible precaution any witch would take. But don't worry, I believe you. I can feel the magic on your halberd. It rolls off it in waves, even when suppressed. She won't remember being here, and she cannot hear what we discuss. Think of it like sleeping. I see. And which dungeon did you say you found this weapon in? Ah, and the weapon said it was a woman named Virgo. Virgo was the name of her cat. She can't remember her real name. That's usually the last thing people forget. I think I understand. And she said she was human? Now, hear me out. You're obviously a successful adventurer, and I'm sure you were a very appealing target. But sometimes these weapons were never people at all. Those kind of curses are rare, and it would have to be very powerful to have been in effect for so long. Now, wait. I'm sorry. Please have a seat. There's no need to rush out. I never said I wouldn't help you. I just prefer my clients to be more informed. Magic is a tricky thing. It would be much easier to enchant a weapon into speaking than to turn a whole person into a weapon. Yes, everyone thinks it's so easy, but there's a lot of checks and balances. All power comes with a cost, as the late Emperor used to say. I understand your concern. The weapon is obviously very important to you. I can see it in your eyes when you speak. The passion you have is quite intoxicating. I could watch you all day. Oh, I didn't get your name, by the way. I'm Tori. Oh, the pleasure is all mine. Like I said, it's been ages since I had company. Let alone company with beautiful eyes and compelling stories. Now, there is the matter of my fee. You see, I'm quite expensive these days, and... My goodness, that's a lot of coin. Very impressive. But... I don't think I'm interested in something as common as money. Honestly, if I valued material things, do you think I'd be out here in the middle of nowhere? Although it can get quite lonely sometimes. Don't you frown. Honestly, you have such a lovely face. I can't stand to see those eyes of yours flicker with disappointment. Don't worry. I'm still your salvation. Isn't that worth smiling about? Adventurer. Yes, there we are. Goodness, you are a delight. Now, let me think about what I want from you. I'm tempted to use you for labor. I see a strength in you that begs to be pushed. I could take you to your limit and just enjoy the sight of you struggling. That sounds like the show of a lifetime. Of course, upon further consideration, it seems a bit wasteful. I could use some rare reagents. The kind of things only adventurers get their hands on. You know, haunted gold, rare gemstones stolen from graves. A necromancer signet ring. That's a rare one. I could do with one of those. Do you have any thoughts? Is there anything you do exceptionally well? You seem an impressive one. Tell me what you want. Something that can be done quickly. No lengthy quest that sends you away from me. That's fair, I suppose. Alright, I'm just messing with you anyways. What I really want is a date. Yeah. Right here in my own cozy home. Let me cook you dinner. And then we'll cuddle up by the fire. You can read me poems and tell me how beautiful I am. You have a question? You should be speechless. Ugh! You never shut up about that weapon. You're like a dog with a bone. Yes, yes, I will fix your precious halberd once the evening is concluded. But you better be on your best behavior. I've waited a long time for someone like you to walk in through my door. Good. Good. Do we understand each other? Then let me get closer. My adventurer, I want to hold you. Perfect. What is it now? What? I have to have the means of removing the curse on your weapon ready before we begin. What are you, a barrister? You don't trust me? Since when does an adventurer haggle with a witch? You forget yourself. Ugh, don't look so smug. Adventurers, you all think you're brilliant until you step on the wrong floor tile in the dungeon. Then all those ego-filled brains get splattered on the wall. You really won't do this until I agree, You refuse to concede, do you? We have an accord, but you give me your word that you won't back out once I get this ready. You can't attack me here. My home is warded. So be it. Give me the stupid weapon. Oh, that is some enchantment. Interesting. Life stealing is rare. Very rare. How did it become cursed but have something like this? It doesn't make... No, it's nothing, adventurer. Just an interesting enchantment. Let me perform a bit of diagnostic magic. Yes. Try not to fall in love while you watch me work. I know competency is attractive. And take a step back. There is going to be a lot of black smoke that smells like iron. Whatever you do, don't breathe it in. Ah, well, we're quite lucky. See how the smoke will not cling to the blade? Yes, this is good news. The one who cursed your weapon is long dead. That makes things much simpler. We could restore your precious weapon with a potion. So, I'll get the potion ready in the cauldron, and we'll have our little date while it simmers. Once we're done, you can dunk your precious halberd into the potion, and then the two of you can ride off into the sunset together. Oh, don't pout. I'm just a poor, lonely witch, and I want a little bit of what she has. You can hardly blame me. And it will just be for one evening. So, the terms are set. Not like you have much of a choice. You need me almost as much as I want you. Do you have any regrets? Don't worry. I promise I'll let you go once I'm done with you. Besides, I have something to tell you about your weapon. I think she's been lying to you.